USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Microsoft says it has shut down six websites that tried to pose as the U.S. Senate, conservative organizations, and Microsoft itself. The software giant saying those fake sites were aiming to trick people into thinking that they were clicking on sites being run by the conservative Washington think tank, the Hudson Institute, or the International Republican Institute, a nonprofit pro-democracy group with many prominent Republicans among its members and on its board of directors. That institute's president is blaming the attack on Russians, including Russian President Vladimir Putin himself. At a candlelight vigil in Colorado, the father of a murdered pregnant mother of two says,
"Keep the prayers coming for our family."
Suspect Chris Watts now claims to police he killed Shannon Watts after she killed their two young daughters. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump's lawyer is trying to clarify his remarks about truth he made over the weekend. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
It's like the tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
So you're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn.
Yeah, because
and James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should he give that answer. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, to prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
So will President Trump testify?
He should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry. Well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A search is underway for a Catholic priest in Texas who went missing amid allegations of sexual abuse involving teenagers. The Dallas Diocese says the Reverend Edmundo Paredes was accused by three now adults of abuse that took place more than 10 years ago. Bishop Edward Burns saying the two private investigators are working to track the priest down and that he might have returned to his native Philippines. The diocese also says that the priest himself admitted to financial misconduct after between $60,000 and $80,000 went missing from the church. A statue of a Confederate soldier at a North Carolina college is down after it was knocked over by protesters. A group of about 250 of them marching to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill last night, demanding the immediate removal of the monument called Silent Sam. The crowd started cheering and throwing dirt on it after some people pulled it down using a rope. The university says in a statement the protesters' actions were dangerous, and they say they're investigating the incident. And it's official, the Recording Industry Association of America is reporting that the Eagles' Greatest Hits 1971 through 75 album has overtaken Michael Jackson's Thriller album to claim the top spot as the best-selling album of all time. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.